RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good show so far. It's a game day for the Virginia Tech Hokies. You'll hear him right here on The Fan taking on Boston College tonight. Should be a fun matchup all around. Bayshul Tootin, got to get him rolling, tooting and rooting and scooting, all those things. It's about building an early lead that's been good for the Hokies when they've been able to do it. When they start fast, good things happen. You'll know right away which Hokies team we're seeing tonight. And for Boston College, they're well-coached. Bill O'Brien, that record speaks for itself. They're going to come ready for what Kyren Drones has to offer. They're going to be ready to scramble with him. I think the matchup tonight is on the other side of that. I think it's all about this Hokies defensive line being able to pounce on a very weak Boston College offensive line. I think that is that's the big one. That if the defensive line can get to Castellanos, shut down the run game, I don't think there's much for the Eagles to do, and I think that D-line's been playing very well. Breaking news on that? I think that's worth breaking news. Let's fire up the breaking news sounder. Let's do it.
New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
6 weeks of the NFL season so far. Oh, you want to tell the people. You're going to be like the voice of God thing, like coming in with the breaking. I respect the update desk. I just go to Adam at the update desk. Jaden Daniels is the Pepsi Rookie of the Week for week six. Yeah, he did it. He did it, folks. 6 weeks of football, five times now, Jaden Daniels has been named the NFL's Rookie of the Week. I said it on Monday in the Monday show. I said they lost. I bet he was the top rookie out there. I predicted, though, they would give it to Caleb Williams out of a desire to mix it up. But if you look at the numbers and the performances and who they were going against, that kid's the best.
Michael, this is pretty cool, especially because I had a great theme planned for today's show.
Okay.
AWOD Radio, October 17th. Today's plan was to be Jaden Daniels Appreciation Day. He's just single-handedly changed my life. I wake up with a smile on my face. I go to sleep happy. Anytime somebody's talking about my team, I'm ready to tune in. You know, last year I was like breaking TVs when they talked about the Commanders and Ron Rivera because I hated my team. My guy's Rookie of the Week again, Jaden Daniels Appreciation Day.
How do you think Terry McLaurin feels each morning when he wakes up?
Oh, I know, right? Thank God I didn't ask for a trade.
Because he could have at any point along the way. They saddled him with all these dud quarterbacks. He's waited. He's finally got his guy. I thought Caleb Williams was going to be... I thought they were going to, you know, they didn't give Michael Jordan all the MVPs. There were years of like, oh, Hakeem this year, let's give it. You got to give it to somebody else. You got to mix it up. I think he was deserving.
Well, who votes on this?
I think it's a fan vote.
Okay, because my thoughts on why Caleb didn't win is because who the hell woke up at Sunday at 9:30 to watch him play in London? Right? I mean, everybody was watching that Ravens game.
Yeah.
I know that.
The numbers were really good, though. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Because I disparage this fan base a lot. It's like, you know, and not, you know me. I'll ride with the Commanders. I want them to be good. Mm. This fan base, though, it's smaller. It's shrinking. Is this...
It's still bigger than the Bears, I guess.
That's what I say. Is this the groundhog popping up and seeing its shadow and maybe spring is coming here that there are enough Commanders fans repping the W, putting their left hand up, that he can win in a competitive week for Pepsi Rookie of the Week.
I think there are enough fans around the country that like this football team. And I think it's also, you know, like Diane Russini, other reporters that are national NFL reporters, they all talk about how great it was to be in D.C. when the team was winning games. It's unlike anything else. It's probably second to like New York, Boston, and L.A. In terms of when your team is winning, it's great to be in the DMV.
I'll say this. I think it's better than one of the football teams in those places winning. Because it would be like the Dodgers winning in L.A., like the Knicks winning in New York, right? Every city's got its team.
Yeah.
That was part of the Rams' problem in St. Louis. St. Louis's team is the Cardinals. Like, you fire it up, sports talk radio, any time of day, any time of year. They're talking about the Cardinals. They're not talking about any other team. Even if you put an NBA team, even when the Rams were there, even when Kurt Warner was doing his thing, if you would ask the people at that game, like, hey, this is fun, would you rather win this Super Bowl or the Cardinals win the next World Series? They'd tell you Cardinals win the next World Series.
I mean, it's similar to what's going on in WFAN. They're talking Yankees right now, right?
If you ask somebody in New York, you got Yankees fans, you got Knicks fans. Those are the two that are going to pull the highest. But yeah, I want the Knicks to win the NBA championship. I want the Yankees to win another one.
Yeah.
In D.C., the team is unquestionably the Commanders. There's no close second.
No.
At some point, the Nats will build a fan base over generations. Hockey's great, but hockey doesn't capture the imagination.
I think you could have argued it was basketball in the late 80s, early 90s.
But that was a Georgetown market then, not a Bullets market.
True.
It just never captured the way the football team. Every team, every town's got a team that matters to them. And then other sports that they root for as well. And in this market, that's the team. And this is the guy. And so people are coming out. They're voting for him.
It just took one guy. One guy. He's the president of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. He's the leader right now. And everybody just wants to talk about him. He, you know, the other thing is, like what is it? SEO, like search engine things?
Optimization, yeah.
Everything Jaden Daniels is popping.
Sure.
Everything Jaden Daniels is popping right now.
I would venture there are more Jaden Daniels fans than there are Commanders fans. Nationally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I talked about this on my show. We've not had a fantasy-type quarterback like this ever because RG3 was here. He was not as good as a fantasy quarterback as Jaden Daniels is right now. And fantasy has risen in popularity in the last 12 years as well.
Yeah, they worked hard to downplay the hype, but it's over now. Everybody sees what it is and how good it is. And Jaden Daniels, your Rookie of the Week, fifth time in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but he still considers himself a rookie, right? That's also great. Is he's been humble. He doesn't think that he's arrived or anything like that, because we've had rookies that believed they arrived right away.
Well, you have to be a rookie to be eligible for Rookie of the Week, so it's further proof for him if he's wondering that he is, in fact, still a rookie and will be for another few weeks. With a chance, a very legitimate chance, to go 6-for-7 this week against the Carolina Panthers. We all see it. We all see it. And then he settled on the field with Caleb Williams the next week. Okay, Caleb can win it.
You, Michael, really just wants to look past the Panthers game and talk about the Bears.
I'm so excited.
You're so
about
excited
the Bears game.
For that game.
I'm so excited.
I'm
about
nervous because this is a game where everyone's picking us once again.
Yeah, if you can't win this game, that's a thing we need to know too.
Right.
I'm not going to waste time trying to pump up the Panthers on this program. I'm just not. They're not good.
Is this more of a reality check than the Ravens game? Because if you squeak by the Panthers, you're not good. If you lose to the Panthers, you're not good. You kind of have to win 30-15 or something.
It's a ceiling and floor thing. The Ravens game reestablished the ceiling. It was the reality check of, okay, this isn't a Super Bowl team. This isn't a team that can win it all this year. Not to say they won't in future years. I think they're building towards it. This year's team can't win the Super Bowl because they went up against a Super Bowl caliber team and they measured a little bit short.
Now I want a rematch with Baltimore in February.
Sure.
I want a rematch with Lamar and Derrick Henry in February.
Sure, absolutely. This establishes the floor. And if you lose to the Panthers, the floor is wide open again, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If you beat the Panthers, it establishes the floor as this is a team that's going to win at least 8 this year, probably have a winning record because they can handle their business when they need to handle it. I'm not going to pretend this any given Sunday that the Panthers are a good team nonsense. I'm not going to pretend that. The Commanders are a better team than the Panthers. Win the game. Win the game, keep it rolling. Let's have a really fun one against the Bears. Because we don't need to be having floor discussions again. It's time to have ceiling discussions. As my guy Michael Jordan once said, Adam, The ceiling is the roof. And I think that should guide our discussions here. We'll crosstalk about Jaden Daniels in a second. We'll put Dan Lanning on ice for today. We'll get to him tomorrow. But we did Conspiracy Corner earlier this week, and he admitted to it. So it's not even a conspiracy anymore. He did put 12 men on the field intentionally. Hokies football tonight against Boston College. Very exciting game. Excited for that one. Hokies D-line coming to eat tonight against a Boston College O-line that has struggled this year. All about the running backs. Bashel Tootin on the side wearing orange, and Kai Robichaud for Boston College, who had a great start to the season against Florida State, 263 yards in that game. He's going to be rolling again tonight, coming off of the mini bye there into the Thursday night game. You know where to hear it. You know where you are. One segment left before we send it off to AWOD Radio. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1.
We can hash this out on air. Went to Edo's Squid last night, yeah. And I had a great meal. You say, is that a place you'd take your parents?
Yeah, because my mom's visiting this weekend.
I think it is. It's dimly lit, mm-hmm. But it's, you know, like an old building, kind of the exposed brick. They serve very nice pastas. They've got the menu on the wall, like they change it every
that.
Day,
yeah.
Right? That, so yes, I think it's a strong vibe that
okay,
would enjoy.
Okay, because I was trying to, I want to take her to a place that's bookbinders light. Like, I don't want it to be $70 a steak,
yeah.
But I also want it to be really nice.
I think people sleep on Buckheads as being like a little cheaper than the others.
Okay.
Which somehow, like, don't go to Buckheads because it is still in that price range.
Mm-hmm.
I think people sleep on how affordable it is compared to the others.
Okay.
Like, you get the steak at Buckheads, it comes with the salad and the sides. I just think that goes a long way.
That does go a long
One
way.
One of
yeah.
the things that irks me is, all right, the steak is $40. Would you like a side? Well, I just ordered an entree.
Right, and then it's like $12,
mashed
right?
potatoes, $12. We think that's fair.
That's why when me, you, and Grant Paulson go out, we split our sides.
Yeah. The extortion is so obvious here because, like, all the sides are $12. French fries, $12. I know what it costs to make French fries. I know that I can get French fries for $1 in the McDonald's drive-thru line. You're not achieving a higher level of French fry. You're just charging $12 because we have a nice tablecloth. I get the steak. Work went into the steak. The steak's expensive. It you need a professional cooking it. I don't get the $12 French fries, though. That's the situation for me.
I'm with you there. What are a few other places that come to mind for you, though?
Before we do, when we were in Vegas, we went to the steakhouse at the Circa. Probably one of the fanciest places I've ever been in my life.
And is that when I got the smoked old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still thinking about that.
I said going in, hey, I don't think it's a steak night for me. I'm going to get the burger and fries. Remember that? Like, because I wanted to call my shot going in. Like, hey, I want to go to this nice steakhouse with you guys. I've been eating well in Vegas this week. I don't think it's steak night for me. I think it's burger night for me. Do you remember why I didn't get the burger?
No, I don't.
It was $40.
That's like when Grant tried to convince me he was going to the dentist the next day. Every bit was going over my head.
It's a burger night. $40. Well, the steak's $60. I got a steak.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a $40 burger and fries. Get out of town with that.
I bet it would have been good, though.
It would have been good, though.
Yeah.
I'm such a creature of habit. So I'm a Southside guy. We have Little Nickel and walking distance.
Uh-huh.
I just love Little Nickel. I think it's a great spot. Have you done Stella's with them yet?
No.
You do need to do Stella's.
I've done Stella's grocery 100 times, but not actual Stella's.
The Stella's sit-down experience is very good. I don't know how adventurous you are. It's the best octopus in town. That's a thing.
Okay.
That is a reservations mandatory situation, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in. Edo's, too, you're going to want a reservation there. But they'll take one. You know, like, you won't not be able to get one. It's not one of those
Yeah,
situations.
I was looking at Brenner Pass as an option.
Sure.
Do you know that if you make a reservation there and you cancel it, it's $20 per person?
I support, like, within a window.
Yeah.
Like, you can cancel a couple days in advance.
Yes.
I support that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that on behalf of the restaurant community. Because there are places I think to not go to because I know you have to have a reservation there. Brenner Pass being one of them. Like, you're holding the reservation that you didn't go to kept me from sitting at that table that night. So if it's like O'Toole's is in my neighborhood. Like, if you had an O'Toole's reservation in Dingo, they shouldn't charge you for that. Like, I don't know why you called to make a reservation in the first place, quite honestly.
Yeah.
That the place at the Marriott's actually good now. They the one downtown.
Oh, really?
They fancied that up a bit. That's a good spot now as well. So
okay.
You got some options there.
Yeah, I was thinking Terrence is an option, too.
Have you done Shagbark?
No.
Put Shagbark on your list, too.
I'm going to have to Google that. Can I even Google Shagbark?
on your Odyssey computer? No wonder one login keeps going down around here. Unbelievable.
I'm getting a tree. What is going on? I'm getting a bunch of trees.
You put a space. Take the space out.
Oh, that is fancy. Ooh.
It's in that space between Applebee's and Steakhouse.
I think we just developed a new segment here.
That's the space we're going for.
Instead of dude food, it's fine food with MP.
Make your dinner reservations tonight with MP. I spoke to a class at UR this morning, that's what I was doing this morning. They brought bagels in, so I'm a back-to-back bagel guy now. They had Panera, though. wasn't anything like we had with the fanciness yesterday. Stubb, was that... I never got your evaluation of the bagel. Was the bagel?
I think he liked it.
He liked it. Okay.
I actually had something I wanted to bring up with you about your
You got 90 seconds.
The way
I'm
you eat
ears.
Your bagels. The way you eat your bagels. Well, like
what you saw yesterday was not representative of how I eat my bagels.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
Okay.
Because they didn't slice them.
Yeah.
So I tore the bagel and dipped it in the cream cheese.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this, dude. You can't do that. Like, dude, my Jewish blood inside me was boiling. Like, I can't invite you to the Seder. You have to slice the bagel. You ripped it and dipped it.
I didn't think I would be able to slice the bagel with the plastic knife, so I did not even make an attempt.
You have to attempt to slice the bagel.
The correct way to eat a bagel is to slice the bagel and cream cheese it up.
Hazel, I'm not joking. It was on my mind all day. Because I even told Stubb, I was like, there are like three halves of bagels left here, but they're not like the sliced halves. They're just ripped.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Oh, so I do have a strong preference on this because there were a lot of different types of bagels, so I tried half of a couple of them. If I want half a bagel, though, I want half of both sides, the top and the bottom. You say slice it in half and just have either the top
yes.
or... No, that throws the whole thing off. I don't want half a top or a bottom. Both sides are fundamentally different in the bagel. I need both sides in the same bite.
No, that's not how we do it. No, you slice it, you put cream cheese, you put lox. That's how you serve a bagel. You eat it open face like that.
The open face bagel sandwich. That's. They had one. I didn't get like an avocado toast thing where they, you know, put the avocado on top. That looked good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of avocado on my bagels.
All right, Imprompto Dude Food has ended. AWOD Radio, 3 hours. Coming up next, live and local. Hokie game night tonight. You're listening.
Virginia
tonight, 10
Tech
The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Tonight on The Fan against Boston College. Should be a ton of fun. Love going under the lights in Blacksburg. It's the orange effect out there. Should look great on television. Hokies 7.5-point favorites over Bill O'Brien. Boston College Eagles, as we break this one down for you, get you ready for kickoff. AWOD Radio will be with you noon to 3. Grant and Danny before Tech pregame takes over. We'll have the call, we'll have the postgame, we'll have all of it. We'll wrap it up for you tomorrow. Hopefully a Hokies win. I've given you the big picture on this, which is Virginia Tech's got 3 in a row here where there's quite simply no margin for error. They need to win each of the next 3. They play Boston College, Georgia Tech, and Syracuse. And if they win those 3, you get an XXL game in Blacksburg against Clemson, which would be, presumably, for a spot in the ACC title game. Now, I'll just put all the cards on the table. I don't think they'd win that game, but I think it's important to play that game. I think it's important to have another moment on national TV where people notice Hokie football. Things are happening here. I think that's a big deal. To do that, you got to navigate the gauntlet, got to avoid slipping on the banana peel. That's what the Virginia Tech Hokies will do tonight against Boston College. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. For Boston College, we saw them against UVA a couple weeks ago. And UVA's better than average. This is not a doormat UVA team. I still think they've got a legit path to 6, especially if they can get by North Carolina next weekend. They were back and forth. They were about equals. UVA pulled that game out. They had a very nice stretch where they were running the ball on BC. They were doing things with their mobile quarterback, maybe some things Tech will want to take notes on. Those are all important factors here. Virginia Tech doesn't fancy itself as living in that floor of the house. They don't live in the Boston College, Virginia floor of the ACC house. They want to be up in the penthouse with Miami and Clemson. They're not quite there yet. But they're a cut above Virginia and Boston College. And they'll get chances to prove it against both these guys. Boston College tonight. The big news for Boston College, Thomas Castellanos, their quarterback. He had been out. He is back tonight. And so he played against Virginia, 254 yards, 30 attempts, looked good. 7.2 yards per attempt last week for him, 10 days ago. It wasn't last week. Both teams were off last week. Him being back gives a little juice, but their running back, Kai Robichaud, is going to be healthier as well after 10 days off. And he's the one who made that win against Florida State happen in the opener. Back when we all thought Florida State was good, back before we all got fooled by the Seminoles, they got fooled. We all got taken there. Florida State not actually any good. At the moment, we're like, wow, Boston College, Bill O'Brien, this kid, Kai Robichaud. He's been injured. He's been banged up. 10 days off. You figure he's going to be in a better place. I think you assume Kyron Drones is going to be in a better place, too. He's been getting beat up. It's funny the differences between college and pro football, right? Because we come on here and say, they've got to be careful. You got to be careful with these quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson, man, he's getting beat up. They got to be careful. It's a long season. Jaden Daniels, he's taking too many hits. It's a long season. You don't really hear as much of that in college football. There's 12 of them. They all matter. It's a sprint to the finish line. You don't hold back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And so 10 days off, I think, will be a very good thing for Kyron Drones. Opportunity for them to establish the run. And as we heard from them yesterday on this show, you got to start fast. Starting fast is absolutely one of the keys. It's not that they haven't the last couple of games. It's that we're going to keep saying it because of what we saw in the first month of the season and what we've seen out of Coach Brent Pry this year. But big opportunity for him to make some people happy, get a big win in prime time. Thursday night, or Boston College, of course, a rematch of the very famous Matt Ryan comeback game. The teams are knotted up 3-3 all time on Thursday night football. Looking forward to calling Bashol Tootin's name tonight. Hopefully some good highlight calls from up in the booth. We'll see. We'll play those for you tomorrow during our show as well. I mentioned some college football action this weekend as well. UVA Clemson. UVA headed down to Clemson. Tony Elliott, homecoming game, 21-point underdogs down there in South Carolina. I would imagine that will be a warm reception. That's kind of the best homecoming circumstance you can possibly have in terms of getting a warm reception. Like, this isn't a rivalry game. They think they're going to win. They're going to introduce Tony Elliott. Everybody will give him very, very nice applause. Yeah, great. You know, he did some nice things here. Now he's at UVA. Let's move on. The other homecoming tonight will not be as warm. That's Sean Payton going back to New Orleans with the Denver Broncos for a little Thursday night football. Broncos taking on the Saints. Not just Sean Payton's return. Drew Brees inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame at halftime of that game. That place gets loud, loud. I've been in all the NFL stadiums. That one holds its own. I know that the Chiefs are the loudest. The Seahawks are the loudest. That one's right up there with them. It's one of those things like, you tell me something's like 110 decibels and something's 105. I can't tell the difference between this. Like, here's a $20 bottle of wine. Here's a $25 bottle of wine. Yeah, it tastes like wine. I'm not sophisticated enough. I don't have a sophisticated enough hearing today. I just know it gets loud down there. It's going to get loud down there tonight on Bo Nix. Big test for him. JMU, the other college football team we keep an eye on, has an opportunity to avenge some losses at Georgia Southern this weekend. JMU coming in at 5-1. They've never won at Georgia Southern. 0-5 all time. Georgia Southern leads that all time series 8-2. And JMU did win last year, part of that great season where they ended up on College Game Day, ended up in the bowl, all those things. This is a Dukes team that we've seen a lot of good things from in three of the past four games. They've been rolling, of course, going back to putting that 70 spot on North Carolina. Tar Heels haven't been the same since. Coastal Carolina last week, that Thursday nighter at Bridgeforth, Dukes took out some of their aggression from a rough loss at Louisiana Monroe, 39-7 on that one. Alonzo Barnett. I think because of the history, because of the 0-5, I don't see the Dukes overlooking anybody in this one. Wouldn't surprise me at all. If they jump out, cruise to a nice win, you never know until they play the game, and Georgia Southern's a good team. They're going to be good games every week. It's Sun Belt football for you. That's how it's going to go week in and week out in the Sun Belt. But I do think that the Dukes are significantly better. I think Alonzo Barnett's rolling. Had that weird aberration there at Louisiana Monroe. But on the whole, I think JMU's playing some really good football right now, and they'll roll in that one. They are 9.5-point favorites down in Georgia. But the big games of the week, 3:30, you got a little Alabama-Tennessee. I think that one's going to be a ton of fun. Tennessee's got very legitimate playoff aspirations. They've been walking the tightrope recently. Alabama, of course, has that loss to Vandy. In a year where we've kind of all agreed a loss doesn't take you out of it, especially in the SEC, 12-team playoff, you're going to see at least four SEC teams in the playoffs. But this is an interesting one, because this will set the tone for who's cruising down the stretch and who has to really hunker down, because the loser of this game is going to find themselves maybe even out of playoff position temporarily. Nico Iamaleava at Tennessee, he's been great this year. He took a step backward last week against Florida. Had some rough throws that game. They ended up having to salvage it in overtime. He plays like that this week. They're not going to beat Alabama. It'd be a big test for the young quarterback, a big test for the Crimson Tide, who struggled themselves. They lost to Vandy, a narrow win against South Carolina last week. They got to get their train back on track as well in what's shaping up to be a very competitive SEC. You look at Ole Miss, LSU, those teams. There's going to be a lot of action up there at the top. And then, of course, the night game, the big, big SEC game, Georgia and Texas. This is the one we've been waiting for since conference realignment. Texas, 5-point favorites at home over Georgia. Get a chance to see Quinn Ewers' national stage. A lot of NFL teams wondering who their next quarterback's going to be. They'll be watching this one with interest, auditioning these guys, seeing what they've got. So it's a Hokie game day. We'll get you ready for the Virginia Tech Hokies. You know we'll make time for baseball. We will do that before this hour is over. We will not ignore the Commanders either. The Washington Commanders take on the Panthers. 4:05 this weekend. It was cool to hear. The legend himself, Daryl Green, on the Junkies this morning. That was a ton of fun. Great interview there. He'll be getting his jersey retired at halftime of that game, ceremony on Saturday, where he's going to get a key to the city. of D.C. Maybe he'll be able to tell us what that means to have a key to the city. I don't know. Sounds cool. Sounds better than not having a key to the city. Walk around, unlock all the buildings. Be a fun game out there. High expectations. We'll talk to our guy Awad about that. And Mike Tomlin back in the news. Little Russell Wilson drama, as you would expect. We'll take you around the NFL, get you ready for the games this weekend. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Virginia Tech game day will slide back to the Hokies in a bit. You'll hear it tonight on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, taking on Boston College. JMU at Georgia Southern this weekend, trying for their first win in six tries. Down there in Atlanta, UVA at Clemson. Less said about that one, the better. It'll be nice for Tony Elliott to have a lovely homecoming, though. We'll make time for the Pittsburgh Steelers in a minute, because we've got Justin Fields, Russell Wilson drama. I'll share. I was down in your neck of the woods last night. I was at Edo's Squid with my guy Mike Barber, having a little pasta. Yeah, that I think that's one of my favorite Richmond restaurants. I really do. They pack in the tables so tight, though. I'm getting a little too big to eat at Edo's Squid, is what I learned last night. You got to wiggle yourself into the table there. It's an issue. It's for the young people. It's not for the old people. But we loaded up on some pasta. It was a good time. Solved the world's problems. He'll be at the JMU. He'll be at the JMU game. So we'll get him back on at some point. Well, he's doing his thing. He's writing right now for the JMU website. Is what Mike Barber's doing. So he's going to cover the Dukes for the next few football games. So that's cool. It was good to get a chance to see him. David Teal, Mike Svetitz were there as well. Those are my guys too. Mm-hmm. Threw down on some pasta. Had a good time.
Squeezed in there.
We all squeezed ourselves in, squeezed ourselves out. I like any place where you can feel like you had a nice meal and it's not like $100. Like, it does seem like that's the norm now.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in and out there. I know pasta's like not as expensive as the other nice foods. But it's still like they still put on a good show for a cheap price. So not a commercial, just saying. It was a fun time. We also say that we make time for baseball on this program, so I think we should do that right now.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown. 15-point ball, touchdown.
We interrupt this program to get baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up, right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the night.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
Baseball last night. One game last night. Two games tonight. Double the baseball fun tonight. A little something for the second screen while the Hokies are doing their thing against Boston College. Last night, it was the Dodgers and the Mets. And if you know anything about the Mets, you know they're hard to kill off. They can come back from anything. Only way to do that is to jump on them and get a big enough lead that you could protect it. That's exactly what the Dodgers did.
The Dodgers, efforting insurance. They lead 4-0 here in Game 3. Shohei 16 for his last 19 with runners in scoring position. That's where Smith is on second. The pitch is hit high in the air, right field, hooking toward the pole, and this ball is fair and gone. Shohei Ohtani unloads a three-run home run here in the top of the eighth inning. His second of the postseason, makes it 7-0 LA.
Yeah, he's good at baseball, folks. Shohei Ohtani with the home run for the Dodgers, part of a 9-0 win over the, I'm sorry, 8-0 win. I'm looking at the wrong number here. 9-0 was how they beat the Mets in game one. Game three, only an 8-0 win. The trend lines are very clear here. They're only going to win 7-0 in game five. So look out for that one when that happens.
Watch out, Brian.
Rough night on the traffic last night for Brian. I've only got one rooting interest the rest of the way. That's that the Yankees don't win the World Series. So everything else is incidental to that goal. If somebody else wins the World Series, great. I'll give them a pat on the back. Seems like fun to win the World Series. My team did it once. It was a good time. Just once in my lifetime. That's all right, though. The once is good. Not everybody gets a once. We talk about that in football a lot, right? Like, Jerry Jones hadn't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Like, man, there's a lot of teams that haven't won a Super Bowl in 30 years. Tom Brady had that stretch where he won them every year and kind of kept it away from the balance of everybody else winning one. Tonight, The Yankees play at 5 o'clock. Yankees, Guardians in Cleveland. Yanks up 2-0 in that series. Dodgers, Mets at 8 o'clock. We do need to revisit the Yankees from the other night, though, because John Sterling's back. He's the radio announcer for the Yankees. He retired at the start of this year, because I could tell you the difference between football and baseball. In football, everybody retires at the end of the season. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's like, I can't do this anymore. My body's wrecked. Like, I'm retiring. And then they'll unretire by training camp because the offseason's so long. You're sitting at home. You're playing with the kids. You're doing things. You run out of money. Whatever it is. Like, you retire in January. You talk, like, so many guys in that locker room January, like, I'm not doing this again. They don't say they're retiring, but they'll tell you, like, I'm not doing this again. Then it's time for mini camp and OTA. It's like, you know, it's been 6 months. You're feeling better. You remember that it's good to make money, and everybody shows up and plays the season again. In baseball, you show up to spring training and you're like, hang on, I got 8 more months of this every day. I can't do this stuff again. So he retired at the start of the season, like week 2 of the season, he retired. They throw a very nice ceremony for him in week 3. He was the radio guy for decades in New York. As his farewell gift, they gave him a television so he could watch the games on TV now instead of listening on the radio. It was very clever. He went home. Everything moved on as normal. The team got good. He put in the phone call. What if I came back for the playoffs? And so he did. We've been playing the Yankees win call each night because that's it. We have to subject ourselves to it. If they're going to win, we have to subject ourselves to it. But he had another great call on Tuesday night. So here you go.
The 0-2, a bouncer, and Rizzo is going to be picked off. He's in the middle between second and third. Hedges now throws to second, on the way to third, back to second, back to third, tagged out, end of inning. Boy, if that wasn't the Yankees, that's what they do, run the bases like drunks. Well, Glaber will lead off the next inning.
That's why we make time for baseball on this program. I love it. Yankees Guardians tonight. That's the first game. Dodgers and Mets as well. Of course, the Hokies will be right here, 7:30 against Boston College and on the ESPN if you're watching on television. But let's not wait any longer. Let's get straight to it. Mike Tomlin is wavering on who his quarterback is. He's not sure who's going to be his quarterback on Sunday, primetime game against the Jets. Here's what he has to say about that.
Justin has been really good, and we've been really good at times, but not to be confused with great. Man, this is a competitive league, man. We're trying to position ourselves to be that team. And we got a player with talent who hadn't had an opportunity to play, so we're going to potentially explore those things. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what Justin has done or has not done. Justin has been an asset to us, man. Last week, for example, man, his ability to utilize his legs by design and by ad-lib was a significant component of that game. He rushed for 50-plus yards and 2 touchdowns in game. And so we're appreciative of that. We're appreciative of how he's taking care of the ball. But we're just looking at all the people at our disposal the same way that we do at any position. We acquired, you know, Terrell Edmonds a number of weeks back, who we have a history with, and as soon as we got him up to speed and got comfortable, we started considering ways to utilize his talents. That's what you do in this thing. You better have your foot on the gas at all times. You better look to divide the labor up in the most appropriate way based on who's available to you and healthy, and that's just simply what we're going to do.
Don't you dare confuse good with great. Mike Tomlin won't do it. He's looking for greatness out there. I thought somebody left the water on while he was talking. Is somebody was just typing really loudly in the
very
background.
Very aggressively.
Very aggressive type. I don't know if they have modern technology in Pittsburgh or not, but like somebody was like sending a telegraph back of like these Mike Tomlin comments. They like got their typewriter out and, you know, got the cigar and the old hat with the press, the fedora.
100%, yeah.
Get me a rewrite. You know,
that's, he's still talking.
Yeah. Aggressive note taking.
Very aggressive.
Very
accurate, I hope.
There are court stenographers who aren't that aggressive or loud in their roles there, but they. Mike Tomlin's words will be distributed to the good people of Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson's back. You might remember week 1. He had the injury, the calf injury. He said he was good to go. And the team said, no, you're not. Then we haven't heard anything for a while. Every week, Mike Tomlin says, simmer down, quit asking your questions. He'll be back when he's healthy, and we'll discuss it then. Apparently, he's healthy enough now to come back. Justin Fields has been playing well. They're 4-2, but certainly not spectacular. Good, not great. Don't confuse the two. And it's the Jets this weekend who have a really good defense for the Steelers, and it seems like they're given the opportunity here to Russell Wilson to take this thing and run with it. Now, they have not officially announced a starter. Justin Fields talked to reporters this morning. He said, honestly, I just haven't been good enough to win the job. I think he's done what they've asked him to do. I think that's what makes this a particularly intriguing switch. Justin Fields has been asked to do nothing, and he's done it really well. Unless you think that's an insult, there are quarterbacks who can't do nothing. There are quarterbacks who, when asked to do nothing, turn the ball over, try to make a play. And I think Russ is one of those guys. I think it's high ceiling, low floor when you go to Russ. He's going to try to make a play. It changes the dynamic of the game. If he can make plays, I think this Steelers team is every bit a contender to be in the AFC title game and potentially beyond. That's how good this defense is. Y'all know I love this Steelers defense. It's freakishly good. If Russ is actively torpedoing the defense, though, throwing interceptions, fumbling the ball, all those things, now all of a sudden, you got a situation. Because with Justin Fields, there's a ceiling. You can have a great defense, but if you don't have the offense, it's only going to take you so far. Mike Tomlin knows that better than anybody. He's lived out there the last few years. You've got to try. You got to swing for the fences. That's why I liked drafting Jaden Daniels when he came out. I love swinging for the fences. Because if you miss, you swing again, try again. But you don't want to get caught in one of the situations where you convince yourself that it's okay to be 9-8, it's okay to be 10-7 and not a contender. These guys want to win Super Bowls. And Russell Wilson might take them further from that goal. That's a very real possibility this weekend. But he also might take them closer to that goal. And I think you got to make that gamble. I think you got to take it. It's the Jets defense this weekend. It's a big one. It's Sunday Night Football. Then you're coming back with Giants Commanders with a bye weekend. There's your next two. You know I love the Commanders. That defense is ripe for the picking. So it's two soft games if Russ can prove himself against the Jets this week, and then he's off and running, and you're in the heart of that final stretch. That's what the Steelers are looking towards. They got that final stretch where of their eight games, six of them are their divisional games, and the two that aren't are against the Eagles and Chiefs. So it's a brutal final stretch for the Steelers. They need to make their hay while they can here. They're going to give Russell Wilson a chance to do that. We'll go around the rest of the NFL and get you ready for Hokies against Boston College. Bill O'Brien in Blacksburg tonight. We'll check in with our guy AWOD. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.